ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So we're reading Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 44. O learned Brahmins, when Sukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam there in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard with rapt attention, and thus by his mercy I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear this very same thing as I learned it from him, as I have realized it. Chakshus Miritam Chena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Dadati Sa Parantitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Bhagavad Gita mentions qualification for understanding the subject. One should be austere, one should be non-envious. then we can understand. If we lend our attention, hearing this message as our main goal, hearing the mantra, hearing the Bhagavatam, it should be our main focus. hearing, of course, means with attention. So hearing means that we control the mind and senses. We can't hear properly if our mind is agitated. Krishna won't be present in such a mind. But if the mind is controlled, senses are controlled, then we can hear and then Krishna will be present. Krishna is present, just that we're not able to receive his presence or experience his presence because our mind is disturbed by some material calculation, mainly sex life. This is the biggest obstacle Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport. One has to be free from sex life. Of course, begetting children, that kind of sex life is not really sex life. That's being discussed here. If we are engaged in sex life for begetting good children, then that won't disqualify us. But generally we say, as Prabhupada is mentioning, that we should be free from sex life. Because sex life is the highest pleasure in the material world. So if we become enamored by sex life, then naturally our thoughts will have to go on the material side. We won't be able to hear attentively, because we'll be calculating how to earn money so that we can enjoy. This is the general way for all people here in the material world. Their main concern is earning money so that they can enjoy sex life. So if we want to hear attentively, then we have to give up this pursuit and just become eager to hear. This is the price. Like everything, there's a price. So this eagerness to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, eagerness to hear our japa, the recitation of the Maha Mantra, this is the price that we have to present in order to get Krishna. Krishna is available. He says, I'm there in my holy name. But we're not realizing that. We're not seeing Krishna on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. We're not seeing Krishna in his holy name because we lack the qualification from our side. Qualification is that we become one-pointed in our endeavor. So our whole life should center around that. Everything else should be, you can say, to bring us to that point. We have to earn money, we have to, whatever we do, that should be to come to the point of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing the Maha Mantra. If that's, if we take that as our goal, then we'll be safe. Otherwise, there's danger. This material world is full of danger at every step. If we want to accumulate more than required, then that is bound to lead us to anxiety. Therefore, we should make our life simple, not extravagant. even if we go into the household life. It should be done in a simple way, not that we think we have to have extravagant living. This is the danger, because women are more inclined to that kind of sense gratification. Prabhupada mentions they're more prone to sense gratification. Just like once I was in Alachua some years back, and the girls' school is there, so they asked me to give a class. So after class, I was asking the girls what they want. They all want, oh yes, we like a nice house in Hawaii. I want this. And they all, you know, they're young girls, even they're devotees, but their real goal is that they want to enjoy this body and senses. So this is the tendency, especially from the ladies. And of course, in the Kali Yuga, everyone, not only ladies, but men become like women because of their training, because of the upbringing. The influence of the woman in the culture is so strong that they're also thinking that the goal is to enjoy my senses. But when we come to Krishna consciousness, then we see, well, this is defeating us, just like we were reading this morning in the Nectar instruction. Now, actually, the whole material world is arranged just to give us trouble. So how can we overcome that arrangement of the Lord? The material nature is so powerful. We can just appreciate how powerful it is. The sun is rising every morning. The trees are growing so big. So many leaves are falling down. We have to collect them. There's no way that we can overcome this nature. This nature is so powerful. The body we have is also under the control of nature. Anybody can see that. We have to go to the toilet. It's pushing us. We don't have a choice. We'll say, no, today I won't go to the toilet. No, we have to go. We have to sleep. We have to eat. There's so many things that the body is demanding. So this is the actual condition. We're under the control of nature here in this material world. And the purpose of the nature is to trouble us. God arranges it just to trouble us. So, therefore, it's advised we give up the enjoying mood. Because the cards are stacked against us. There's a saying that if the cards are stacked against you, if they're stacked, means that they're arranged so that you can't win. Then why play? This is the idea. Why play a game where it's destined you're going to lose? So it's destined that we're going to lose in our struggle of existence here in the material world. We're struggling to enjoy this material nature, but it can't happen. It's not to be. We are destined to lose in this struggle. But the illusion is so strong that we go on, just like the the jackass is going on. The stick is in front of him, dangling the carrot, and he's stepping forward to get the carrot. But this carrot is always moving with him, one step ahead of him. So something like that. There's always the illusion that we're going to enjoy. As soon as we get this, as soon as we have money, as soon as we have a wife, then we're going to enjoy. Then we won't be disturbed the way we're disturbed now. But that kind of hope is always retreating. We're never able to capture the real enjoyment here in the material world, because the material world is made to punish us, made to make us suffer. And why is that? So that we realize that this is futile to pursue this enjoying mood. And we should just give up the enjoying mood and agree to become the humble servant of the Lord. And in that mood, we can tolerate all kinds of problems. What does it matter if there's some problem? That problem will simply purify us. Therefore, we're not in anxiety about it. Krishna says, Masuchaha. Actually, it's Krishna's problem. Once we surrender to Krishna, put our account into Krishna's hands, then all these problems are no longer our business. Because we're working for Krishna, we have no problem. It's Krishna's problem. If he wants to remove it or if he doesn't want to remove it, that's his problem. That's his prerogative. Just like the small child. He has no concern. He's in the hands of the parents. So in the same way, if we put ourselves into Krishna's hands, then we won't have this problem. Why? For bringing my attention to your feet. So we can escape this anxiety, because the material world will be full of anxiety. We can escape it by the simple method of surrender. It doesn't require any previous qualification. It just requires us to see the urgency of it. It's like Prahlad Maharaj is preaching to his friends. And they're giving the excuse, well, we're just young, we don't want to do it now. When we get older, we'll do. But Prahlad is insisting, no, now, Atata Brahma Jigyasya. When you're older, you'll find some other excuse. The mind will always give some excuse why you shouldn't surrender. Therefore, why not do it now? This is the intelligent consideration. Why wait until later? Because who knows what will happen later? If for now everything is favorable, why not surrender? Then the Krishna will remain, or will remove all our problems. Krishna will carry what we lack. He'll preserve what we have. This is his promise. So who can stop us from surrendering? It's in our hands if we want to, from today, to become Krishna's servant fully. Then nobody can check that. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj, sometimes we are thinking so we are surrendered, but actually we even it's difficult to us see that we are not full surrender to Krishna. So, like, you know, from this position is we are like, you know, always on this in this position where we are cheating by our senses, or, you know, our mind, or even intelligent. So how we can recognize, we can see, even sometimes we can see that something is wrong, but we can't figure out what is wrong, or how to improve ourselves, and how actually in which place I'm not full surrender to Krishna and, you know, spiritual master.
Yeah, well, therefore we should approach the spiritual master and inquire from him. Otherwise it's a gradual process. When we see that we're not fully surrendered, then, you know, in some aspect we may think we're surrendered, but then we realize, oh, in this way I'm not surrendered. But then we should, you know, take it from there and surrender. In other words, the fact that, okay, now I see that I'm not surrendered, that's not a disqualification. That can bring us to the point of attempting to surrender again. So it's an ongoing process. And we'll have to struggle. Sometimes then when we realize we're not surrendered, then we can adjust things in such a way that we should surrender. Suppose we're doing business, just like in my case. So I'm doing some business. But I see in one sense, you know, that that's a obstacle. At the other side, then it's also something favorable for devotional service. So how to navigate between these two? So that requires some adjustment. As time goes, well, we see, well, we should minimize, we should reduce that, those things that are obstacles. So it's something that you have to be open to, you know, to adjust, to, you know, come to the point where you have less business. Only business should be preaching. But if we just artificially jump to that point, then we, you know, we won't be able to pay the rent. So we practically have to come more and more to just giving Krishna consciousness with faith that if I just give Krishna consciousness, then Krishna will maintain me. But if we don't have that faith, then we have to, you know, work from whatever position we are to come to that point. But as long as the goal is there, then we can be adjusting as we go forward. We know the ideal goal is, yes, I'll just completely depend on Krishna, and I won't have any other business. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.